If you're reading the Epstein files right now and you still think it's about Republican versus Democrat, congratulations, you're retarded. I've seen this coming from both sides, where we have MAGA thinking that Trump is still some kind of time-traveling pedophile hunter, even when he says things like this.
Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein?
And even after he attacks Massey for pushing for the reveal of the documents. And the left is just completely ignoring how the Epstein files prove that their entire worldview is a lie that was constructed by the same people who rape kids. Congratulations, you guys are the biggest losers. All I've seen is the left focusing on the fact that Trump's name showed up in the Epstein files going, he's a pedophile protector. But you never stop to ask yourself, why didn't Biden reveal these documents? If Trump is really this mega pedophile who was best friends with Epstein, why didn't the Democrats release the files in 2020 when they had 4 years, which would have totally ruined any chance of Trump getting reelected?
Oh no, that hurts my brain. Thinking, I'm not used to it. Yeah.
Also, are we going to ignore all these pictures of Obama that are completely suspicious? I'm sure it's normal for two grown men to be on a boat with a little 9-year-old Taiwanese child.
Oh, you know who wasn't in the Epstein files? Antifa. Take that.
Yeah, neither was ICE. It's retarded. You don't need to blackmail a group that's already molesting children. Remember those three black guys that Kyle Rittenhouse killed? Yeah, turns out they weren't black, and two out of three of them were actually pedophiles. So he should actually be your hero, left, who's now against child molestation. Oh, and since you guys are now against child molestation, I take it you're going to stop supporting LGBT causes, right?
What do you mean? That's homophobic.
Oh, yeah. Let's just ignore the fact that gay men, while being only 2-3% of the general population, actually make up to 40% of child molestation crimes. Here's all the times when gay men adopted kids and didn't molest them. Story after story after story that you never heard about in the media. And here's a time when a gay drag queen died while being a dog. Oh, yeah. And then they threw a parade for him after. Oh, what's wrong? You can only get mad at rape dogs if Trump is doing it? None of this should be surprising, because the founder of the LGBT ideology, Michel Foucault, was a known pedophile. That's right. He made repeated visits to Tunisia where he could prey on young boys as young as 8, because there was no age of consent there, and who cares what happens to brown boys anyway? I thought that was your whole thing, right? We care about brown kids. What about this one? No. Oh, and your boy Epstein was pro-trans. That's right. Here's an email of him talking to a homosexual groomer who was pushing transgenderism and the idea of chemically castrating children. You know, gender-affirming care. Yeah. Here's a bunch of kids who were suing doctors who gave them gender-affirming care, which left them unable to reproduce and suicidal. You know, Jeffrey Epstein's plan for all of you. You know who else is trans? Baphomet, the demon god that all your celebrities worship, which is why they all have trans kids. You're all angry at Epstein for what he did to children, but you killed about 1.1 million children in the womb last year.
Oh, that doesn't count because it's different. Women's right to choose or whatever.
You guys are loving to portray this right now as a white male trafficking organization, even though Jeffrey Epstein was not white. Here's an article of they themselves telling you, hey, we're not white. Stop classifying us as this group that we hate. Meanwhile, Jeffrey Epstein in his own email refers to whites who are not of his tribes as goyim, which means cattle. But you're going to ignore that because it doesn't fit your narrative of the one group you're allowed to hate. And God forbid you actually notice who's actually responsible for all this. And you just might be called anti-Semitic. Oh, no. And I love the whole return it to the indigenous people, like indigenous people never molest kids. Oh, no, definitely not like in this situation. Or like the people that ICE was actually trying to arrest, who Renee Good and Alex Preddy were actually dying to protect. Yeah, we really care about kids. Or how about the Aztecs, who literally sacrificed kids to their demon gods?
Does this sound familiar to you? Huh? making you uncomfortable.
You see, the truth is, you can't see what's right in front of you because you don't actually care about the truth. You're fueled by a hatred for specifically white people and anybody who you deem white-coded, which could be black Republicans, as we've seen when you called this ICE agent these words. And this hatred has been programmed into you from a young age, and you are letting your sin of envy and pride hang on to this hatred because you don't want to face the truth that maybe white people are not the most evil people on earth, and in fact, everywhere they go, they create civilizations that everybody else wants to be a part of, but then everybody gets mad that they can't build that civilization, and they start accusing them of stealing something from them that they never made in the first place. And if you had to face the fact that white people are not these evil demons and they're not keeping you down, you might actually have to face the truth that you yourself are inept and incapable and you could never build what these male evil patriarchy have built. And then you might have to face the truth that white people are not the cause of all your problems and in fact, you just suck. Don't believe me? Well, let's go take a look at where you learned your history lessons that told you that white people were the devil and cause of all evil on earth. Oh, that's right. They were in your McGraw-Hill textbooks, which were published by a publishing company that was owned by Ghislaine Maxwell's dad. You know, Robert Maxwell, the Mossad spy who scammed and schemed his employees out of their pensions and then mysteriously died off a shipping boat, which now they're trying to claim Mossad actually killed him, and we know. They don't do that. They don't kill their own. That's why you have stupid slogans like, no one's illegal on stolen land. And that's why everyone claps when Billie Eilish, who by the way, has gotten really fat. You need to tone it down there, Billie. You're a celebrity. You have Ozempic. What's going on? She can stand in front of a room full of multimillionaire celebrities clapping about how no one's illegal. And then she starts crying when the tribe says, oh, okay, well, give us our land back. Yeah. Why don't you give them their land back? This land that you're living on is stolen, right? Yeah, you got that all from a textbook, which conveniently left out the fact that the Native Americans weren't actually native here either, that they had stories about white people that they displaced when they got here. Nobody taught you that. They also don't tell you the utter brutality with which they treated one another, scalping, murdering, killing their kids. And I'm not just talking about the Aztecs. Then they leave out how the early settlers actually tried to live in peace with the natives, but they were subject to such campaigns of violence that they had to actually fight back. And my favorite is when you guys get online and start arguing for how the solution to all the world's problems is communism, as if that ideology was not written by someone who has a lot more in common than any of you even realize with Epstein. That's right, Karl Marx, aka Karl Mordecai, aka grandson of the chief rabbi Mordecai Levy. His ideology is responsible for more than 100 million deaths worldwide. But that's okay, I guess, because they were mostly white Christians. Oh, forget about when Pol Pot killed all of his own civilians and those guys aren't. Anyway, you gotta break a few eggs to make an omelet. So what's the big deal? It's because you guys are fueled by hatred, envy, and resentment, and you think you're gonna be the one holding the gun instead of on the other end of the bayonet. Obviously, you haven't really studied how these revolutions work. Today you're a killer, tomorrow you're in the camps with the rest of us. Okay, and here's Noam Chomsky, thought leader of the left, just buddy-buddy with Jeffrey Epstein, who was supposedly supposed to be this mega capitalist who was all about leveraging futures in the shipping industry to make his money, which is basically gambling on your future that you're going to have to pay and stealing from you. So now you understand why Jesus Christ said all rich people are evil. We thought he was being extreme. Turned out he was always telling the truth. And did you guys stop watching Woody Allen movies after he married his adopted daughter? What? That wasn't enough evidence for you that something was grossly wrong, that somebody would marry a child that they knew since they were 7 years old? Oh, well, are you going to stop now that he's all over the Epstein files and he's clearly a pedo? Yeah, I didn't think so. You love your Hollywood leftist liberal movies. You don't even understand where it's pushing you, but you're mad at the white man. Smart. And remember when Pizzagate was a thing and the media told you it was a right-wing conspiracy theory and you attacked your Republican uncle because the media told you to? Yeah, well, you're doing the same thing right now, okay? You just use whatever new information comes out to support whatever hatred and resentment you already harbor, and you direct it at anyone you deem right-wing, because to you that means that's racist. And that's literally the worst thing anyone can be in your book, except of course if they're a pedophile. And double uh-oh if they're a racist pedophile, which interestingly enough would actually be beneficial, because it would mean that he wasn't harming kids of color and would spare you. But wait a second, you're supposed to want to harm kids of color. What's wrong with you? The truth is, you actually ignore real signs of racism, right? Like when Irina Zarudsky was brutally murdered on the train because she was white. And yes, it was because she was white. Don't tell me I'm bringing race into it. You already did, especially when the killer goes, "I got that white girl," and the train full of black people just let her bleed out in front of her. Also, like when the jurors of the OJ trial all said that they knew that OJ was guilty, but they let him go as a way for them to get payback to white people for all the evil they had done to them. You know, the evil of letting them live in their civilized country that they built, when they could have easily just gone back to the country they supposedly were stolen from. But no, we don't want to do that. We want to live around you, kill you, brutalize you, murder you, and you have to let us. Or ignoring all the Pakistani gangs that are happening over in the UK, where they are specifically targeting working class white girls. That's right. I thought you guys were communists who cared about the plebs and cared about the working class. I guess not if they're white. So you don't care about any of these things because the media never told you to. Face it, lefties. You know those normie NPCs you keep reading about? That's you.